And now this is a dictation for Frank Jan Werchniak. It's a Werchniak, July 2nd, 46. Addresses a letter to Dr. Michel, Michelle, Nelson, Nelson, 839309. Dear Michelle, follow up for Mr. Werchniak, who has progressive renal failure and worsening of proteinuria. The prior visit was in January 2021. Comes accompanied with wife, Irene, I-R-E-N-E. He's going to Alabama. On the next few weeks, underlying history of COPD CHF was evaluated by cardiologists, University of Michigan. They added Lasix because of evidence of pulmonary hypertension and right-sided heart failure. No stress testing or cardiac cath was done. He noted significant improvement of edema and shortness of breath. He's also trying to minimize the sodium intake. Weight is stable around 162. No vomiting, dysphagia. There is constipation, but no bleeding. Some frequency nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. Presently, no edema, claudication symptoms. Does have arthritis, including knees, but no anti-inflammatory agents. No claudication symptoms. Denied chest pain palpitation. Has chronic cough. Clear sputum. No purulent material hemoptysis. There is orthopnea for the last couple of years since the exacerbation of CHF. Uses oxygen at night, 2 liters. Some nasal sinus drainage, but no purulent material. No skin rash, no fever headaches. No other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. He is on bronchodilator Trelegy. Low dose of metformin, blood pressure on losartan, dose was increased from 50 to 100, and Lasix at 20 milligrams for the last 4 or 5 months, University of Michigan. Next paragraph. Most recent albumin creatinine ratio was 1,256, which is higher than previously, and creatinine is stabilizing around 1.2 to 1.3, used to be 1.1. There has been normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium, normal liver function test, present GFR 54 stage 3, no blood in the urine. No gross anemia, abnormal white blood cell platelets. He mentioned an A1C of 5.4. The echocardiogram, which was done May 2022, normal ejection fraction, 55%. However, there was dilated inferior vena cava and severe pulmonary hypertension, a pressure of 62 millimeters of mercury, minor other abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, which I believe represents the higher dose of losartan from 50 to 100 and the addition of diuretics in a person who has a background of diabetes, probably diabetic nephropathy with proteinuria, no evidence of nephrotic syndrome, and underlying hypertension. the pulmonary hypertension likely related to prior smoker, emphysema, COPD. Diabetes appears to be well controlled. Kidney function appears stabilizing at this level. I'm going to look for other causes of proteinuria, about age, specifically plasma cell disorder and membranous nephropathy. We will monitor chemistries, including update of PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. At this moment, he has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, and he has responded very well with salt restriction and diuretics to his volume overload. Otherwise, other chemistries and hemoglobin is stable. Plan to go to Alabama in the near future. He can do blood tests there. Further recommendation to follow end of dictation.